Hayden. I'm an attorney at the law firm of Hayden and Colbert in Columbia.
So, Brent, today we're talking about the most recent update, I guess, in the Cooper County Health Ordinance case. Talked about its relation to CAFOs. So there's a jury last night that sided with the plaintiff farmers on the case, really saying that the health ordinance are such bounds and then some misuse on the sunshine laws there. So can you, explain kind of what happened last night and where we stand?
Sure. Well, let me tell you about the underlying substance of this case, you know, a challenge to the health board's statutory authority to pass regulations through their health board that impact agriculture. In 2019 and in 2021, both the legislature passed first Senate Bill 391 and then a follow-up Bill 271 that significantly limits the ability, or really just outright, we would say, prohibits local health boards from making regulations on agriculture. They still have their authority as to some other matters, but not as to regulations on agriculture. And we challenge Cooper County's Regulation 6, which is a regulation on livestock operations on the basis of those state laws. Judge Kaufman actually had already given the plaintiffs summary judgment on that core issue, so that didn't go to the jury. Judge Kaufman already decided back in the spring that the summary judgment was warranted for the plaintiffs on that question. It basically said that as a matter of law, they can't pass and maintain Regulation 6 due to the intervening state statutes. The jury trial we just had, and that verdict came back on last night, was for some allegations of violations of Missouri Sunshine Law by the board during the time window where they were making first what was called Regulation 5 and then also some dates that relate to the passage of Regulation 6. Their board of trustees for the Public Health Center at the time, and it's got slightly different membership now, two of the members from before have rolled off, but the five members of the board at that time back in 2018 passed the Regulation 5, and then the next year in 2019, that summer of 19, they rescinded Regulation 5, but then 2 months later put in Regulation 6. There were several meetings held in 2018 regarding whether they were going to pass a regulation and the run-up to passing that regulation. A lot of farmer ranchers members had gone to some of those meetings, but there were certainly concerns amongst my clients, the plaintiff pool, that there had been violations of Missouri Sunshine Law and how the board had conducted, how they noticed some of these open meetings that were held, and then also the methods by which they had closed some of their closed meetings in terms of giving notice of what they were doing and what they talked about. And then there also was an issue under which one of our plaintiffs had sent a request to the board to see the invoices that outside attorneys were sending to the board because there was some mystery at the time as to who was performing work for the board. And we had a plaintiff that sent a sunshine letter asking to see invoices, which is allowed. That's something that they're supposed to disclose. And so those are all those issues. So there was a submission made to the jury on five different issues, and the verdict came back from the jury that for violations on all five of those issues, there were violations and that they were done knowingly. And that's two different findings. And one is that there were violations that occurred, but then also that those violations were done knowingly. And that's important because a knowingly finding does open the board to an award of a potential civil fine and potentially of the plaintiff's attorney's fees for having to pursue the case. So that's what happened yesterday.
So really it seems like a complete win for the farmer plaintiffs in the case.
Yeah, that's certainly how we feel about it. We were very gratified to see the jury came back and agreed with our position and found in favor of the farmers as to all five issues and also made a knowingly finding as to all five issues where they say that, you know, the board knew what it was doing when it had those violations and knew it was breaking the law.
So really, you know, not just this case specifically, but you know, really, I guess the several counties, the Cooper, Montauk, you know, and other counties making pushes to make ordinances stricter than state law. You know, this seems to have been going on the last four years. How much more legs? How much more legs does this stuff have? You know, are you expecting there to be continued litigation, or where's the end at the top?
Well, and you know, you can go broke betting on exactly where things will end when it comes to legal matters and litigation. But I mean, really, this debate in Missouri has been going on all the way back to the mid '90s. In the early '90s, you know, they had the legislature prohibited Class 3 counties, so this is, you know, small rural counties. It prohibited them from zoning out agricultural operations, and after that happened, the push in some places that wanted to make impositions on agricultural operations turned to using local public health centers and their boards, or county commissions in some places, to make local health ordinances and regulations and do it on that basis. And, you know, the courts had in the mid-90s upheld that approach and said they can do that over and above regulations imposed by the state. The bills passed by the legislature in 2019 and 2021 finally said enough. We're not going to have a patchwork of regulations for livestock operations and ag operations around the state. And so that's obviously given producers an opportunity to say you can't regulate us out of business through a local health board or a local county commission using a health ordinance or a health regulation. You know, a couple different things are going on. I mean, the case we've got in Cooper County at the local level is important. And then the Cooper County Health Board joined as a Cedar County Health Board and sued the state in a kind of a companion case. They sued the state saying that the legislature can't pass or enforce the laws like they did in 2019 and 2021. So that's Senate Bill 391 and Senate Bill 271. They're saying that they can't pass those sort of laws or enforce those sort of laws. And so that sister case is set to be argued in front of the Supreme Court of Missouri on September 20th. And between that case and getting some conclusion in our case, we're hopeful that we're moving towards a new legal paradigm that will, you know, that'll just set the line to say that local health boards or local county commissions cannot use the guise of health ordinances or health regulations to put livestock operators out of business.
So I guess for your specific case and what you're doing here, are you guys really waiting to see what happens next? I guess the Cooper County case, can they appeal this decision that was made yesterday?
Sure. I mean, any case in theory can be appealed. Whether, you know, after the trial level, whether the health board and its attorneys plan on appealing this case or not, I don't know. The case actually has not even moved to final judgment yet, although I expect that to happen soon. And at that point, they would have a decision to make. But sure, it could be appealed. And then, you know, once it is appealed, obviously, the timeline isn't completely up to either side at that point. Some of it falls to Court of Appeals and their calendar, and how quickly can they take the case up. So it is a little difficult, if there's an appeal, to know exactly what the timeline would be going forward.
And then talk to about the sister case that you mentioned going up to the state Supreme Court. How much does yesterday's decision within this case play a role in that, and how much does that case play a role in maybe what would the impact to your side?
You know, our case in Cooper County probably will not impact that case a lot. The claims made by the Cooper County Public Health Center Board of Trustees there and the Cedar County Commission, because that's who just joined them, along with some other private individuals in that lawsuit, they're really making some broad claims about the authority of the state legislature to make to set limits as to what public health centers can be to begin with. I mean, I've always thought some of those claims from the public health center and the county commissions are bizarre, because at least as the county health centers, they're essentially claiming that the legislature can't limit the authority of county health centers when county health centers only exist because the legislature made a law that said they could in the first place. I mean, but for legislative acts in Chapter 205 of Missouri statutes and in Chapter 192, they wouldn't exist and wouldn't have any authority to begin with. So it seems strange that the argument would be that, you know, given that the legislature creates and empowers those boards, that they also can't limit the authority of those boards. But that's what they've argued. But that's sort of the issue there. I mean, the decision there can have some impact in our case just because it will be the Supreme Court potentially giving some opinions about the breadth and depth of the power that public health centers have within just Missouri in general, or and possibly county commissions as well. So there is some overlap, but the issues don't perfectly overlap, I think, as between these cases. So.
Gotcha. So looking at you know, any of the other details, is there anything else of note that you think really needs to be talked about?
I don't think so. I mean, other than, you know, livestock producers and agriculture producers in general are becoming increasingly aware of concerted attacks by activist groups and outside activist groups against their operations. And so that's the use and abuse of local government to try to shut down what we really know are some of just the pillars of the local economy in rural Missouri. I can actually say, I guess, the pillar of the local economy is in rural Missouri. I mean, you go to outstate Missouri, in almost any place you can name, agriculture is by far the most important thing going in that inner rural county for all of rural Missouri. And so, internal and outside activist groups have tried to attack that key pillar of our economy in rural Missouri and really the thing that makes rural Missouri go. And I think it's nice to see, you know, in Cooper County and a lot of other places, agricultural producers, livestock producers have finally, it's taken us in many places a while, but banded together and said, you know, this is just not acceptable. I mean, you can't use the power of the overreaching state, the bureaucracy, to put our businesses out of business and to affect the future of family farming in this state. In Cooper County, we had over about 100 plaintiffs involved, and many of them are young and dedicated and involved producers that have young children of their own, and they're concerned about that next generation even. These are guys and gals that are in their 20s, 30s, early 40s, and have kids coming up behind them, and they want to have something that they can grow and pass on just like anybody does. There's finally an awareness that we've got to stick together, and we've got to make sure that local government, just like state and federal government can be abused to overregulate, local government can be abused in the same way. They're standing up here and saying, we're not going to do it.
Maybe winding down here, you talked about this really being an ongoing issue since at least the 90s. With the decisions that came out yesterday and then, decisions coming out later this month, do you think this could be maybe a pretty concrete staple, maybe ending point in some of those ongoing discussions? Or do you think, no matter what's decided now, it's going to continue to be a problem that keeps popping up?
I mean, look, politics and political questions are always dynamic. So you'd be a fool to ever say, well, this is finally it. This is the end of it. I do think there's a growing sense that an understanding that we have adequate, in some places, overreaching federal and state environmental regulations as well. But our state environmental regulatory regime is more than adequate for the purposes of protecting human health and quality of life. And what most of these local pushes are for extra regulation over the top of what the state does, they have it for lots of different reasons that don't have anything to do with human health. And it's people fighting out local grudges. This in Cooper County, much of it was, it started as a family dispute that, and some bitterness within a family that spilled over into a dispute about whether a hog farm would get built on one of the properties there. And then the whole county sort of caught the contagion from that. And so, I don't think it's probably ever over because some of that's within human nature. You always have to be vigilant. I do think that, I mean, this case has really shown that the harder you look at the state regulatory regime for livestock and agricultural operations, the more you realize it does protect human health. It is entirely, it's enough and more than enough to take care of the things that hear about, and that these local battles really tend to be, they tend to be wrapped in the guise of being about protecting human health additionally at the local level, but they're really fights about other things. They're fights about personality, who likes who, and all sorts, and, you know, and often in the local context, that's where those kind of fights can become the most bitter. You get this really specific sort of discrimination against different people when you start talking about who it is and not what it is that they're doing. Often what they're trying to regulate out is somebody, a person they don't like, not an activity they don't like. I think that was true in Cooper County. And I think that will continue to happen. This is exactly why we need a good, strong legal regime to say we're not going to regulate on that basis. It has to be based on science and it has to be objective.
It seems like a pretty expensive family feud.
Well, it's certainly turned into one. You know, this was, as far as my clients, the farmers and ranchers of Cooper County, they didn't ask for this fight. I mean, they would have been perfectly happy not to have to go and fight their public health center, who was using their tax dollars to fight back against them. And, you know, since these farmers have had to pay for it twice, they'd be more than happy to not have to go through that. They didn't pick this fight. The public health center, you know, passed a law that was forbidden by state law, or passed a regulation that was forbidden for state law, didn't have a good basis in science, so, I mean, it was passed for the wrong reasons. And they violated state law in the process as far as the Sunshine Law goes. That's the reality. And so, yes, those things can become very expensive, but the farmers and ranchers in Cooper County also understand that the alternative is to just let that happen and slowly have your operation put out of business, you know, nickel and dimed and by just the drips and drabs of regulation. And they weren't willing to tolerate it, and I think that's going to be more the norm around the state for agricultural operators in general.